What's good, you guys? I took quite a long break from recording from 2020 into 2021, but I'm back with a fun episode today. Today, I'm diving into the topic of celebrity twin flame couples. I haven't found any podcast episodes about this topic, so I thought it would be a fun topic to get into for me. So this topic is something that my friends and I talk about a lot, and it's always entertaining, so let's go. So being a twin, and especially since meeting my twin and finding out that I'm a twin, my sense to be able to detect other twins has become really strong, and I think I've mentioned that before. So I've been really into the Bella Hadid and The Weeknd's relationship for a long time because it always seemed unique to me. I was drawn to Bella in the early days of her stardom, and I actually ended up meeting her and hanging out with her one-on-one in 2015 when she was like 17 or 18 at the Bowery Hotel in New York City. That was a conversation moment that I will never forget. But yeah, I think having met her and spent a short time with her, after that, I kind of just was always drawn to her. And now that her and The Weeknd have been overcoming obstacles and back and forth within their relationship for years at this point, I understand why I was initially drawn to her as a twin, just being drawn to another twin and to following their relationship. So The Weeknd is obviously so talented and so famous and has been killing it for years, but his most recent album with his most famous single on it, which is called Blinding Lights, is literally the Divine Masculine, the Runner Twins anthem. When I heard it, it resonated so deeply with me, and I understand exactly what he's talking about. His songs Heartless and After Hours also include lyrics that resonate with the twin flame journey, because he says things like, "You just came back in my life. You never gave up on me. Why don't you? I'll never know what you see. Why won't you? I don't do well when alone. You hear it clear in my tone." And then he says, "I know it's my fault, made you put down your guard, I know I made you fall, I said you were wrong for me, I lied to you, can't hide the truth, I stayed with her in spite of you." And yeah, that just really hits hard because since they're twins, Bella couldn't give up on The Weeknd, it just wasn't possible, and he can't understand after causing this kind of damage why she won't give up on him. But that's just part of the twin flame connection. Like, he hurt her so badly, but the unconditional love between the twins is so strong that she can forgive him. And he's begging to see what she sees in him because he doesn't see it. And that's one of the struggles of the divine masculine. They can't digest the amount of love that the divine feminine has for them because of their own internal wounds. And since they can't see that, they can't accept it, they can't handle it, they sabotage the connection for a temporary amount of time because they can't handle it until they can love themselves the same way that the divine feminine loves them. And I get that because the divine feminine always feels like that first when she initially meets her divine masculine. And even, you know, for a long time before that, like, it's hard to master that self-love. But then the divine masculine activates the divine feminine and they realize that they really do love themselves and they learn to love themselves and they begin their healing journey. And then later on, when it's time, it becomes the divine masculine's turn to go through that same exact thing. So that's what it seems like is happening right now in 2021. It seems like they're both diving into their healing journeys. it's evident within the Weeknd's album, and it's evident within Bella's social media. She's been posting a lot about spirituality and mentioned in a post that she went to a spiritual retreat of some kind during the pandemic, and thereafter has been posting really divine feminine-esque content about the new moons and manifesting and promoting spiritual content like that. It's really beautiful to see her activated in this way, and I really hope that they can overcome the twin flame obstacles and get back together. So the next twin flame couple, the top of the top, in my opinion, is Jay-Z and Beyoncé. So the major indicator with these two is the fact that the twin flame relationships are meant to expand humanity's understanding of love and expand the definition of a relationship and recalibrate the relationship templates that we were all programmed to believe in and follow to a T when we were young. So Jay-Z and Beyoncé didn't go through much of the runner and chaser phase that I'm aware of. I just don't think social media really existed then when they were, you know, first dating. But I do know that they did master the art of forgiveness and exhibit the nature of the unconditional love that exists between twins when Jay cheated on Beyoncé a few years back. So, like, the general reaction to that mistake was that she would leave him and that she should divorce him, and there was no way that they could recover from that mistake. But they did. Beyoncé is a classic divine feminine, and I get it. Because right now, in my own journey, I feel like the need to experience other people, even after being together for a period of time with your twin, is a natural phase of the twin journey. Like, I'm not advocating cheating, but I understand why Beyoncé could forgive Jay-Z due to the twin connection and how it works and how it operates. And if a soulmate cheats, I think it's safe to call it quits. But with twins, there's just a different energy and a different level of understanding and awakening that contributes to the possibility of a restoration of the relationship after mistakes are made. And I'm not thrilled that Jay-Z cheated and it sucks, but I understand why Beyoncé forgave him. As a divine feminine, she was able to digest the situation and see it from her highest self's perspective and transform the mistake into a catalyst for more growth. And that's one of the gifts of the twins. I've talked about this before. They are the masters of alchemy, and she was able to alchemize that situation and turn the lead into gold, which is exactly what twins are guided to do. We know exactly what we signed up for, and that we can persevere through anything, and that everything is supporting our highest evolution. And she forgave him, and they're together, and they seem happy, and he's obsessed with her, and it's in the past. I can't speak from the divine masculine perspective, but I understand the urge that the divine masculine has to be with somebody else. As also in the case of the Weeknd and Bella, right? Like, it's hard to be in twin flame union, and they needed another experience to actually bring value to their twin flame connection. And that's exactly what that experience produced. At the end of the day, it made their connection stronger. So the third twin flame couple that I also love, close second to the top of the top with Beyoncé and Jay, is Jhené Aiko and Big Sean, who announced their twin flame couple status via Big Sean's Instagram post on September 2nd of 2020. So that was a big one for me. For two mega stars to publicly announce this to the world means a lot to me. They have been through a lot. They went through the typical runner chaser phase for years, which is, you know, all which was all over the news, you know, dominated the news for a while. And they always persevered and did the work and chose each other in the end. It's so beautiful to see. I actually just looked back on the comments on the posts where Big Sean announced that they're twin flames, and people commented that they're so excited to see this proclamation made and are saying things like, "I knew they were twins from the jump." And yeah, it's just obvious based on the relationship timeline. It's also obvious based on Janae's dedication to promoting spirituality, which she does an amazing job of. And a lot of Big Sean's lyrics also allude to his spiritual awakening and activation that was initiated by his connection with Janae. And it's all just so fucking beautiful, and I love it all. And she's a Pisces like me, and we were born the same year, the same month, and I feel really connected to her and her message, and she's so spiritual and beautiful inside and out. I just love their couple. Like, they just look like twins, and it's just super obvious. And yeah, I could go on about how much I love them forever, but let's move on to the last couple I'm talking about today, which is Ariana Grande and Mac Miller. Again, I was obsessed with the relationship. It also always seemed divine and special to me. I didn't know I was a twin when Mac dropped his album called The Divine Feminine, but on some level, he clearly knew what he was and what Ariana is. And he has so many traits of a divine masculine and a twin living in the 3D world, and I can sympathize with how he simply couldn't handle being here, which drew him to substance abuse in the first place, I think. I don't know, like, I'm not a doctor or anything, but as a twin, I can kind of, you know, connect the dots here, and I have experienced my own struggle, and I can connect the dots being from the same soul family. So yeah, I don't want to talk too much about what happened to him and why it happened and when it happened and the components of the realities at the time of his death that all factored into what happened, but it was a huge loss for the twins. And when he passed, I didn't know I was a twin yet, but again, I became obsessed with consuming every bit of content that was circulating about his death and was really into investigating it in regards to his relationship with Ariana. And it felt so divine to me. And yeah, like, they're twins, and he couldn't handle being with her, and he couldn't handle not being with her. And she got engaged after their breakup, and it's rough, and it's just so sad what happened. But again, like, they chose their path before they were even born, and they taught us all a huge lesson. And Ariana is just the best, and I feel for her that she lost her best friend, her twin, because I've been there, as you know, if you listen to episode 1 of this podcast. So it's just super interesting, like, looking back and, like, understanding, like, why I was so drawn to them as a couple in the first place, and then, like, the fact that he had an album called The Divine Feminine, and just looking back on what my life was like after he passed and how I was trying to, like, internalize the whole situation, like, I get it, because the twins were just all connected. So yeah, it's just really freaky to, like, look back on all of that and, like, understand it now, you know, years later. Yeah, so that's it for the couples talk. And twin flames are here to expand our definition of love. Honestly, it's too narrow as it is today, and it's too strict. And twin flames are here to promote unconditional love and forgiveness and second chances. And this doesn't give twins the option to just hurt each other and do whatever they want and not care if they're hurting the other person and do it just because they know that they will always be forgiven. Like, twins don't even have the capacity to hurt each other that badly. So, like, the window of opportunity is, like, small to begin with, you know, for that. But it does happen to some degree, as we've discussed, like, in the case of Jay-Z and Beyonce. And the forgiveness is just there. We love our twins, and it just is what it is. It's unbreakable. And if your so-called twin hurts you to a degree that is abusive or does something illegal or, like, anything, like, literally crazy, then you're not twins, because that wouldn't even happen within a twin flame dynamic. So the point is, twins make mistakes that they can recover from and that they can learn from and grow from and evolve from and become better from and ascend on their journeys after the mistake. We interpret everything as an opportunity to grow. We grow without the mistakes too, and it's unfortunate that the mistakes are often the catalyst point for more growth, but the twin flame template includes so many obstacles, and that's just is what it is. So I really appreciate these famous couples who publicly expose their struggles and have shown us all what it means to unconditionally love each other. So I hope you guys enjoyed learning a little bit more about these celebrity twins, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.